It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Hello, hello, hello. We're just a little late.
I didn't even realize what time it was. All of us. That's fine. We're cool. We're good. We're good. We're on
a little. It's okay. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. This is episode 12 of season 9.
Already?
Yeah, we're just moving quite along. We're moving along. This is your Wednesday night conversation. And I am Felicia Fifi Minor, and festive as can be, over there is Freddie Prinze Charming.
Still Mr. US of AMI Classic.
This is like Groundhog Day for you.
You know, it's kind of getting that way. It's
Wow.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
It's okay.
They're just gonna like upgrade me at some point to like.
Now, if they came to you and said
AARP or something, like it's just gonna be like an automatic.
What if they said Mr. MI Classic Forever?
What does MI stand for?
Male Illusionist.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, Michigan?
No, not Michigan. That's what I have had to correct so many people. Like they put it in print. And they put Michigan, and I'm like, no, not Michigan. It's a national title, not Michigan.
Michigan.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Michigan. And then down below, we have our special guest. Now, say it again, because I'm not good with that. I'm not
going there. Dadley.
Dadley. Mm-hmm.
What happens when it comes? Oh my god. We appreciate the effort.
I try.
Not you, Dolly.
I try.
Putting in that extra effort, putting in, makeup and face, and we appreciate it.
Well, I can say I'm a personality. I'm not just a mask. So
wow.
Wow. I had a personality once too, and then just said fuck it.
Hey, if you can get away doing it, you might as well do it. Besides,
I never had a personality. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Me getting in drag is like a whole production. Like if I could like slap on like a 30-minute face or something and be like satisfied with myself and not look like a dump truck, then I'd probably do it. But I have to like,
don't come for me.
Shave my head and like paint my whole body. So it's just a mess.
You could get away with just your face if you had a schnazzy suit like this. I hate both of you. It's fine.
Well, we have Dolly or Dadley from Dragula's Resurrection. And weren't you, what season were you on
season two?
Season two. Before we get into business, I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters. We'd like to thank Allison, Best, Brandon, Cassandra, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Shelley, and Sassy C. Diaz. Special thanks to our friends and our supporters, Cassandra Porter and Patricia Mason, for taking the deeper plunge on Patreon. Yes. And I want to remind everyone, for good housekeeping and good measure, that This is the last call for Let's Have a Fifi shirts and face mask.
Get your face mask. Put them in everybody's stocking. You can wear us on your face.
You can wear the stocking on your face, too.
You could, yes. Although some of them aren't that big. So
I want to see that. I'm just kidding. I got a couple of orders today, so I was really excited. And also be sure to follow Wigs of a Kind and Bone and Basil. Because they sell instead. Like a green wig just came out, but it's different than the one I'm wearing.
Are you mad about that?
Yeah, I was tempted. I was tempted to be like,
"Green wigs, you need." Never mind.
Is that a question? I don't understand.
So, Shannon, just so you know, this is actually a full suit. I'm not wearing the pants, but it does come with matching pants. I found the whole fucking thing at Goodwill for $7.
Do you ever wear pants?
Not lately. Because why? Nobody ever sees me except from here up. Why do I have to wear pants?
I will say the fun part is that I have not worn pants.
It was really weird in Tucson when I actually had to put pants on for drag. Like why? It was really strange.
and I thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend, Felicia?
I had a okay weekend. It was a lot of meetings and family time. I watched Mariah Carey's magical Christmas special.
Of course you did.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
I'm still gonna keep mentioning. It's fine. You guys go ahead. And then for the first time, I don't know if I've ever seen this before, I saw a boat parade.
Was it like the Trump one where everybody like died?
No. Like some of the people that live off of the man-made lake over here decorated their boats. Some people went like all elaborate, and then there's like a couple that like, oh, let me stick some lights on here. They were, I was like, oh, I stood out here for you. You just stuck lights to the side of your boat. Good for you.
Did any of them sink?
No.
Because I would have stood out there for that.
No. I don't even know these people.
Oh my god.
It's okay, Evelyn. I didn't know what a boat parade was either.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we went to go see lights around the neighborhood. What? So when do people put up like festive things in their yard? I know for Halloween we did like the first week of October.
Well, I don't have a yard and I don't have anything, so I'm not festive at all. My lady friend went and got a tree yesterday, and we put lights on it before the kids got there because that's the, you know, the most pain in the ass part. But, but we'll probably be actually decorating it tomorrow, I think.
Do you put your lights around or up and down?
Around? Who puts it up and down? What kind of question is that?
Okay, so because on TikTok, I saw a lady putting her TikTok lights. Yes, I learned everything from TikTok, and it must be right because it's on the internet. Mm-hmm. Mm. I love how confused you look.
Who?
Me? Both of you.
I'm like I'm so out of this conversation. I'm like, what? what have we come down to? Do you hang your Christmas lights vertically or horizontally?
I just saw it on TikTok. I thought this is some weirdness. I've never. So,
I'm guessing she was white.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's some white people shit.
That's some white people shit. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, I'm finally back home, if you can believe that shit. After a month of dealing with fucking contractors and all the bullshit and whatever, I am finally back home. Fucking stupid. Longest fucking month ever. And we spent the weekend, we pulled up all the carpets, got my floor cleaned up, and got some stuff kind of organized. Like, there's still, I haven't put all the stuff back in my bathroom, whatever. And I need new fixtures because they had to take all the fixtures down to replace all the drywall. But the fixtures that were in there were really ugly. So, like, I don't have any place to, like, hang my towel and stuff. So if anybody wants to, like, send some Amazon gift cards my way, I think what I'm going to do is just replace the fixtures with something cool. And then I'm just going to take them with me when I leave. So,
because we'll take the fixtures out.
Because they're fucking ugly and I want to put the old ones back up. So I'm going to get what I want. And then I'll just take them with me when I go.
That seems like a weird thing to take with you.
Well, if I get them, because I want a steampunk bathroom. So if I get like the cool, like steampunk kind of industrial looking fixtures, then I can take them with me because I don't want to leave them. Why would I do that?
I mean, why would you put that much effort into a bathroom that you're not going to like stay in for a while? Like, if you know you're going to be moving, like, why bother?
But
like,
I'm not moving anytime soon, is what I'm saying. So they'll be there for a while. It's fine.
Enjoy your steampunk bathroom.
It will be amazing. God damn it. Francis, I don't know if London is going to make an appearance. I've been home for a couple of days, so he's kind of back to not really giving a shit. So there's... there's a good chance that he will not make an appearance tonight, not like the other night, because Jesus Christ, that was crazy. The cats seem to be happy to have me back, mainly because now they can just yell at me constantly instead of just waiting until I come back to, you know, whatever.
Do you have an Amazon wish list?
Yes.
Where people can, like, buy your stuff for you and send it to you.
Yes. I suppose I could probably, I don't know how to do that. I'll have to look. I'm old. I don't.
You don't know how to do that?
It's all four-piece Christmas suits.
Yes, it is.
of different varieties and styles.
But yeah, that was pretty much all I did all weekend. I didn't do shit, so.
Yeah. Oh, London has fans?
Does that surprise you? My cat is more popular than I am. I mean,
who's London?
That's my cat.
Last week.
Left it. Knocked shit off my fucking table, disconnected me, like kept headbutting everything from my microphone to my laptop. Like, yeah, it was fun.
Wow. You can train him to not do that.
How many?
I mean, I live how you want to live. I mean, if animals like ran the world, everything would be on the floor all the time.
Yeah. Bengals are not super like, oh, it's like having a toddler.
I am very aware. I have a Sphinx cat, and they have very similar like personalities. They're like dogs that can jump on the fucking counter. They're destructive, right. And they will eat everything. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, mine eats toilet paper and plastic bags.
Mm.
And will eat through like if I leave bread on the counter, like he'll eat through the plastic and then just take a bite of like every piece of bread.
Yeah, that's a cat for you. Fuck your toast.
Dickhead. Put a cat clicker. You want to try and train my fucking cat, Mimi? You crazy, okay? I've had him for 13 years. I have tried with this cat. There is no training him. If I try, I've like tried spraying him with a spray bottle when he does shit, and he basically looks at me like, bitch, I'm wet. What the fuck?
But yeah, that doesn't do anything because they don't understand why they're being sprayed. So it's actually counterintuitive to spray a cat when they're doing something wrong because they don't understand why they're getting sprayed.
I've had cats that the spray bottle worked. It distracted them from doing what they were doing. And it
worked.
You know, whatever. Yeah.
The distraction.
Like, I will literally sit there and throw shit at my cat. And he's like, what?
What's wrong with you? Oh, my God. Yeah. Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm waiting for him to eat me in my sleep. So, yeah. Oh, he's too old now. Yes, he's too fucking old now. Just like everybody keeps telling me that my dog is going to calm down when he gets older. My dog is already 9, so I'm wondering when the older point is going to hit, but that's fine.
Oh my God.
He's 9?
My dog is he's got issues. He's a good boy, but he's got issues. Dolly, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was productive. I'm working on a project, so that's been taking up a lot of my time.
Nice.
Yeah, so got to take a nice little break from it today to join you here.
Oh, you're so blessed. Thank you. Hashtag blessed.
I don't like the word blessed.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
You're going to make my skin crawl.
Oh, well, that might be interesting. I've never had that happen on the show.
Oh, mine does it all the time. When it's on my like
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's it?
That's all you did. You worked
on it. That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could like elaborate more, but it's okay, like thanks. it's literally took up like 12 hours of my day, like pretty much every day for a while now. So okay, I'm
well,
like,
that's great. Good talk. Thanks. Thanks so much for that.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy your disobedient animals in your steampunk bathroom.
My animals at least have personalities and aren't like boring like some people's animals that just sit there and do nothing. So
animals aren't boring. You're silly.
So no, I've met some animals that are literally just like
docile. Kind of, like, boring. Calm.
I had calm animals. Oh my god. All right. So for my tip tonight, we'll just move right on. So something that I keep seeing popping up in all sorts of different facets of my life, and this is something that I told Felicia I wanted to talk about a while back, is toxic masculinity. Because fuck. Okay, I don't know why this is still a fucking conversation that needs to be had, but apparently it is, because here we are. So one of the things that I would like to point out, because for some reason people seem to think that like trans men are exempt from toxic masculinity, and that is not the case at all. No one is exempt from exhibiting this behavior. Both trans men and cis men are guilty of it, and it's fucking dumb. So, and usually when someone is called out on that type of behavior, then it triggers all the people that are rallying, not all men, blah blah blah. It's like, yeah, well, so for those of you that aren't super familiar with the term toxic masculinity, the definition of toxic masculinity is a narrow and repressive description of manhood, designating manhood as defined by violence, sex, status, and aggression. It's the cultural ideal of manliness, where strength is everything while emotions are a weakness, where sex and brutality are yardsticks by which men are measured, while supposedly feminine traits, which can range from emotional vulnerability to simply not being hypersexual, are the means by which your status as a man can be taken away. And I guarantee that anybody watching this, anybody, whether you are on YouTube, whether you are a man, whether you are not a man, whether regardless of how you identify, we have all of us have dealt with this in one way or another. We've either witnessed it, we've seen it. So some examples of toxic masculinity are things like being dominant is the norm. It's the status quo. If you're a man, you must be dominant. You can't possibly be anything else, especially in the bedroom. God forbid you're a man and you are submissive in any way, shape, or form. Can't possibly be a man then.
Those are the only kind I like.
And well, it's something that pops up all the time is like, I'm not, I don't walk around chopping down trees and shit. I'm short because I'm trans, and that's kind of what happens. And I'm also really shy. So when people meet me, they automatically assume that I'm submissive. And because I'm trans, I must obviously be a bottom. Honey, I am neither one of those things. But the assumption is always there, because when you're shorter than most of the men around you, that's what they're, woof, I'm big, so I am man. You're short, so you must be.
So shortness leads to not being as masculine?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways. Just like when like a trans woman's really tall, like right. People will say like terrible things about her height, and I'm like, the fuck? Like how it's a weird standard, like things like height and like mannerisms or like speaking tone and stuff like that, like that it's associated with anything outside of just whoever the person is. I'm just like, fuck, everyone's different. I mean, I know plenty of people that look like the biggest, like, I mean, think about like the foursome boys, the like Andrew and David, like extremely like mask looking, and then they're both like very effeminate, like in their mannerisms and behavior, and like David with his voice even. And I don't know, I like it because I think it's a good balance. I mean, if someone's like really like feminine and like pretty in the face just by like natural whatever or whatever, and it like counterbalances with like their mannerisms, I don't know, I like when there's like a nice like switch, a good balance of like both.
I'm all for it. I don't like, you know. See, other examples are obviously being heterosexual is the norm. You can't possibly be a man and be masculine and be bi or be gay or whatever because
Who wrote these?
Boys will be boys. That's one of those things that's typical toxic masculinity bullshit. Boys will be boys. No, that's not how that works.
If there are any parents watching this and you say that to your son, I need to come to your house personally wearing my mask slap you.
I have called people out on that shit. I'm like, what do you mean? No, that's not being boys. That's boys being dicks. That's different.
Yeah, that's aggression. Giving themselves a pass. Right. I mean, that's not like a real concept by any means. And I hardly ever hear people like say that really anymore unless they're like over like 50.
It happens. Like
it's rare still happens, though. A guy like defend another guy and just say, oh, he's just being a dude, and I'm like, I don't really, you know, I hear that too much anymore, but I remember when it was like very much a thing and it was just like an excuse to be like completely fucking primal and like uninhibited in the worst ways.
Let's see, sexual aggression, particularly towards women and AFAB individuals. Obviously, you know, it's one of those things where men seem to be told, generally speaking, obviously, if she says no, just keep asking. Like, yikes. No. And that's legitimately a thing. And I've seen it in different groups and different conversations where people are like, well, you know, blah, 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 this happened. Well, just keep asking. Just keep going for it. No, she said no, let it go. There's no... emotions are bad, obviously. You can't possibly be a man and have emotions because men don't have emotions. Men don't have emotions.
I'm clearly not a man.
No. You definitely don't want to engage in activities that are seen as feminine. So you don't want to do the cleaning or any caregiving, child rearing, things like that.
Those are all cleaning like, feminine. Cleaning is so dirty and it hurts so much.
it's for the women folk.
Masculine thing I do.
I always end up hurting myself when I clean. I'm like,
I mean,
plain old misogyny is absolutely toxic masculinity. And there's that sense of entitlement that a lot of particularly cis men tend to have, that, you know, I'm man, therefore I am entitled to XYZ. That happens a lot.
But what about the rest of the alphabet?
If you want the rest of the alphabet, you can have the rest of the fucking alphabet.
I don't understand. What is like the variable for XYZ though? Like, what do you mean? Like,
so if you, there have been plenty of guys that have,
like, what do they feel like they're entitled to?
Better jobs, making more money, things.
Just like pretty much
in general.
Right. Just in general. Yeah. They are man, therefore they are entitled.
Yeah. So Mimi says she's experienced that walking down the street, men circling the block in their cars. It's scary. It's crazy and scary. Yikes.
Yeah. It's you know, and the thing is that one of the problems is that men need to be better at calling other men out on their toxic behavior. Because if a woman, whether they are cis or trans or whatever, if a woman does it, then they're just being emotional and they just need to get over it. But it needs to be made a norm where, you know, if you're somewhere and there's a bunch of guys and they're saying shit or they're, you know, being fucking assholes, that it's the other guys that are around that need to be like, dude, what the fuck? Why? Really? You're actually going to say shit like that? Do you kiss? Like, are you all right with someone saying that stuff about your mom, about your sister, whatever? No, you're fine with that? Cool. Okay, great. But it never really happens. And we're all guilty.
People don't tend to like have that like thinking pattern either. Like when they get into like an outburst and they like try to and victimizing somebody, they're like feeding off of that moment. So they're not going to be like looking at it from anyone else's perspective than their own. And that's also just like a male thing to do. And that's like my roommate is a female and she works in a grooming salon. And a lot of the times, like women in the workplace, whether it be like trans or cis, it's a very much a thing where like they have to like pretty much lay down and roll over for like whoever. And my roommate is not like that. She is very much like assertive. And because she's a woman and being assertive, she just gets called a bitch. But if she were a man and being assertive, she would just be called successful. And I just, it's just like so fucking stupid.
It's that fucking double standard that happens all the fucking time. And it's a bunch of bullshit. It really is. Like it's horse shit.
But I see a lot of it. Like, I mean, I see a lot of that stuff from like women as well that want to like invalidate like a man or something for like showing any kind of emotion and stuff like that. And they like don't want to like a man that cries or some crap like that. And it's just ridiculous. Or they have kind of just like, like a really like fucked up, like old fashioned view of how like the roles should be in a relationship. And I think that's so weird when coming from the woman's side. I was like, really? I was like, that's okay.
I hear that too. It blows my damn mind. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I actually, well, I mean, a lot of my following is women anyway. So I see pretty much everything from a woman's perspective, like in daily life. And I live with two women. So like, I don't have like a whole lot of men on my feed, so I don't really see too much about like what they're saying and doing. It's more or less like either women reacting to what men are saying and doing, or then themselves are just being, you know, out of line.
Alexander Strike says, one thing that we also need to talk about are women or more feminine presenting people feeding into the stereotype. That's exactly the thing. Saying that men have to pay, do the hard work, not talk about their emotions, etc. I feel like it needs to be a partnership of all the genders to eliminate toxic masculinity. Absolutely. That's exactly what we were just saying. Is you have the women that are, you know, well, you know, I just want a man that has to take care of me or whatever. Because I was So one of the things that I did during COVID was watch a lot of Married at First Sight. And there was like this one couple where the woman was like, no, like
he loves trash TV.
I do. It's my guilty pleasure. Like the dude was like, you know, no, we're going to split everything evenly. And she's like, what? No, I'm not going to split everything evenly. Like you're supposed to pay for all of this shit. He's like, the fuck I am. That's not happening. So, yeah, but there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. But I think the key thing is recognizing toxic masculinity when it's in front of you and figuring out how the best way to try and stop it if you can. Like, it's
scare the hell out of them.
So I wasn't comfortable with my femininity until I was like an adult and away from my parents. And I want to say that a lot of my upbringing was a lot of a push of you're a man and you have to do these manly things. I still can't fix things, but my dad could, and those things were like the things that I felt like he was trying to pass them down, but they were like so toxic to me because I started to resent them because I was like, I'm not this guy that you're like talking about. I barely can run a drill. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can screw things into a wall, but that's about it. I'm the guy that would like nail themselves to a bookshelf that I was trying to build. So.
But I understand, basically, when you're growing up, you have these like norms that are being like forced upon you that, yes, you will do this, you will do that. And there was an instance where I in elementary school that I was told that I was too sissy. I should have been born a woman. And nobody believed me that it happened, but I still remember to this day. And it's like one of the things that when I grew up, I'm still a child. When I grew up, that I thought, because I am a male, I have to be. Now look at me. Just.
Oh, that's right. Tony's right. I can actually put a fridge door on too. I did help with that. I can put a door on a fridge.
It works a lot better when it's open, though.
You scared her this way.
I did. I'm sorry. It's because of my total, my utter masculinity with fridge doors. All right, a quick look at some closer look at current events, and then we'll move right on to digging into the dirt with our guest.
Can I start this one?
And yes. Can,
mm-hmm. So good news. Good news. You can sweat your hair dye. Did you know that? Anyway, so it turns out that the sweaty Rudy Giuliani was, in fact, one of the carriers for COVID and has tested positive. Mm-hmm. But that was after we found out after he was in a room full of people, more like Arizona State representatives pleading, you know, why they want to turn the election over. Stupidity. Anyway, so because of that, there were some representatives from the state that have COVID now, and they shut down the state legislature.
I love that, like, Arizona has shut down the legislature now because a couple people have tested positive, but they're still keeping schools open. Makes perfect sense to me. Totally cool. Totally cool.
And the gyms and the restaurants and things. It's fine. and then, so now I want to call them the extremes of the Republican Party are now threatening to go to people's houses, including the Speaker of the House, who made the decision to shut down the legislature. I think tonight was one of the first nights that they were protesting at these people's houses. And I think that this is a little bit ridiculous. So that's why I'm still inside. Yes. Stay your ass inside.
Seriously, fucking stupid. Ducey was appointed chairman of the Republican Governors Association because he's such a success story. Like, what? Really? Okay, cool. What? Who the fuck thinks this man, which is funny because he's actually in his last term, like, he can't be reelected. So I don't know why they made him. I don't know. I don't know what he thinks he's going to do. The man is a laughing stock. He's a complete failure, but whatever. And of course, in other news, random monoliths have been appearing and disappearing randomly around the world since November. The real question is, who cares? Jesus, I don't give a fuck. But apparently it's news.
Why did you include it in the news?
Because it's news. I don't know. Okay. Listen. I'm just saying. Arizona COVID numbers. As of today, we currently have 382,601 cases, 7,081 deaths. We are at about an 18% positivity rate.
Look at us go.
Crushed.
I love winning.
What the fuck is playing? What the hell? Did my fucking dog turn on the TV? What the fuck was that? That was really weird. Totally sounded like my dog turned on the TV. I was like, what the fuck? Yesterday there were over 12,000 new cases reported. We're up.
Phoenix?
Yep. In Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just like, what? I was like, Phoenix is not that high. I was like,
no. We're up, though, from last week, over 40,000 cases total. So that's a lot, y'all. That's a lot. Stay the fuck home. Keep wearing your mask. And for God's sake, stop fucking hanging out with people. Jesus Christ, I keep seeing like all these fucking people. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm hanging out with these people. Look at all these people at my house. Look at all these people at my house now. Look, I have different people at my house. Look, we're going to have this tonight. I'm like, you don't live with any of these people. None of them.
And I saw somebody at a warehouse party.
Oh, fantastic.
So I can't wait until the numbers just skyrocket.
I don't understand why people are still...
A little girl without a mask on and gave me chills.
I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. I don't understand why people are not getting this. And I keep seeing people that are like, well, you're not talking about the people that recovered. I'm like, okay, recovery is very misleading because they may have recovered technically from COVID, but how many of those people are still suffering like effects from that? I know people that have tested positive that are still suffering from things like chronic fatigue syndrome. They are dealing with lung issues. They are dealing with heart issues. Some of them have fluid around their heart. They're still recovering from the fucking pneumonia that came with it. There's all these things that, so you can say, well, they recovered, but let's think about it. Like, they didn't really recover. They're still fucking miserable because they're still sick. Like, oh my God, it's fucking stupid.
And I love it.
Shit makes me crazy.
Yeah, I was smooth sailing up until this point.
Yes, it makes me mad. People are stupid. And this is why.
Good for you, Laura. Like,
right? Keep a distance for the holidays and shit. It's better to do that now. Like, I have a friend that has literally lost 3 family members to COVID in the last about, I'm going to say 2 months. Like, this shit is still happening and it's very real. So, anyway.
Shannon says they didn't recover. They just didn't die.
Right. And that's exactly it. They didn't die. They didn't recover. They just didn't die. Like, ugh. And I know people that are that work in healthcare that are saying that, you know, they that there are people that are still claiming it's literally a hoax on their, like, they are dying. They are dying with their last fucking breath. They're like, it's still a fucking hoax. Like, they still don't believe it, even though they are literally dying. Like, they have flatlined. They are dead. And with their last breath, they're like, it was a hoax. It's fucking stupid.
You just got to out-conspiracy those kind of people. When they're like, COVID is just the flu, just be like, you believe in the flu?
Right. Oh, my God. The flu is just a fucking hoax. It was made up by liberals. What are you talking about?
After all these years. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. All right, Felicia, go ahead. Dig in.
Oh, well, now we get to talk about,
Dolly. Everybody's here because nobody wants to be, nobody's here for us. They're just here for
Dolly. I mean, they never come for us. They came for the cat and Dolly. Mm-hmm. Right. So welcome. For those that don't know you, can you tell us about yourself?
Hi, I'm Dadley. I was a contestant on season 2 of Dragula, and then again on Dragula Resurrection that came out this past October.
On my birthday. Thank you.
Oh, did it? On the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Ew, what was that sound?
What?
That sound, you didn't hear that? I think it was Freddy.
Oh, the gagging sound?
Yeah, whatever that. Yeah, that.
The feeling is mutual. It's fine.
Allah.
We know a little bit about you, but before Dragula, you were a musician.
Mm.
So what made you go from being a musician to drag to
being on Dragula to the whole 9 yards?
Yeah. Like,
tell us about that progression.
What inspired this? What inspired them?
I mean, I wish I could say it was like some like beautiful like story of like rainbows, but honestly, it's kind of like a really dark, unsettling story. I was in a band with somebody that was, he was straight. There was like this weird thing where people thought he was like gay or something when he's not. But I had to live and work like for him basically, and I was just completely like emotionally abused and like crushed as like a person and as an artist. And it became like so, everything became so dictated in my life that I felt like I didn't have control of anything. And what I loved to do was make music, and that was like my artistic outlet. And then once that was kind of taken away from me, I had to find something. So I was already, I already hung out with a bunch of drag queens when I moved to San Diego. Like I instantly became friends with all of the queens. And that was, I guess, kind of my escape from it. But living in San Diego, I had a heavy influence from the people around me, which is like mostly like showgirl kind of aesthetic for the most part at the time. Now it's a little different. But so that was kind of like pushed on me a little bit for a while. And then
I can't really see you as a showgirl type of queen.
I was really beautiful, actually.
I'm sure you were. And it's not saying that you weren't. It's just because.
It's because we know you now.
Right.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't see you with that aesthetic.
Well, it's weird because, like, my personality and everything was very much the same. So, like, me just looking like that didn't really make too much sense. Like, I would like walk through the bar and they're like, oh my god, you're so pretty, and I'm like, thanks. Putting the grass out on my tongue and shit. So that's, I, it wasn't like, I don't know, it was so, it was messy for that reason, like the look didn't make any sense, and like you could tell that I was like slightly uncomfortable being like so feminine presenting. And then when Dragula came along, it kind of gave me a little bit of like a lead way to experiment with my drag a little bit more instead of just doing, I guess, what was expected of me. And I was like, well, if I'm going to win anything, it's not going to be because I look like everybody else. So it was more or less like go for the opposite direction that everyone was going. And ever since then, it's gotten even further where I've pretty much like dropped the entire like preface of gender, like for my drag. It's completely like asexual now, but I like it that way. Being sexualized in drag was like something that really fucked with my head. And when you're like really pretty and feminine presenting and you're like getting hit on, and you feel, when someone's making you feel beautiful for like a weird reason, I'm like, wait, but this isn't me. And then you do it so often that you like don't even feel attractive like out of drag or anything. So I was like, dude, I was like, I look like shit. I was like, I look like a fucking egg.
And I was like, it's actually it's
from all this glue and shit.
It's pretty much that, which is why I kind of have a like, I generally won't date people if they met me in drag before they met me as me, because it's unrealistic expectations. And most of the
they're not dating the real you.
Right. They don't really like, they have this image of what you are in drag and who you are and that persona. And then they expect that to be carried on like off stage. And it's like, like when I'm done with the show, I just want to go home with a burrito and like watch Netflix. Like,
I think it depends on the person. I mean, I've had plenty of people make me feel like very comfortable and like were pleasantly surprised by my personality out of drag, because they, a lot of people wouldn't want me to be like that all the time anyways. So like having that chill, like mellow side to like give to someone. And
it's there. I mean, there are exceptions, and but it would have to be like one of those things where there would have to be some sort of a actual like legitimate connection. And if they don't know my name, that's a
like,
you have to at least know my name, at least ask.
Who are you?
Because that's one of those things. It's like, this is my friend. Is there, am I? You don't even know my name.
That's kind of comfort. That's like one of my comforting things, though. Like, if people don't recognize me out of drag or don't know my name out of drag,
right?
Oh, I'm okay.
I can be incognito. Do you still do anything with music? Like, even on the side, like, do you still mess around with music at all, or is that kind of just?
It was like for a short while after I left in 2016, like quit the band and everything, I was continuing to ghostwrite for other artists. So they would just send me an instrumental and then I would write everything for them. It was mostly R&B, hip hop, and like the occasional like metal band that came through with wanting me to like write something for them. And I enjoyed that. But however, it was still kind of the same situation where like everything was being dictated by another person. So I don't think that I ever fully got to really have my own like music
identity.
Yeah, as like a musician, it's always been buried underneath like something else. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's discouraging, but it also like hearing my voice like recorded, like was awful at first, getting like trying to get back into it or even just like fucking around with like the mic and shit. Cause it really just reminded me of like everything. And that's all I could think of. And like every time I would write something, I was like, oh, this sounds too much like this. And people are gonna compare me to this and all this other stuff. But that is the biggest problem. It's like, I shouldn't be worried about what people are comparing it to or things anymore. Like it should be like the first and like one time that I get to like do something wholeheartedly for myself without having to worry about the criticism of an ungrateful audience.
So that's not the first time that I've heard that. I've actually heard that a lot lately from musicians that like work for labels and even people that work for like indie labels, that the control has become where the artist has lost their integrity, they've lost anything to do with it. And that's why a lot of people like we make fun of like one hit wonders, but there's a lot of them that they realize that their identity got lost in what everybody else wanted and they didn't get to be who they were from the get-go. Right. And so I totally hear that loud and clear.
I mean, it's also kind of like disheartening when you do finally like show your true self and like mm-hmm. the response is just like awful. I haven't done that yet.
Yet.
if and when that time ever comes again in my life where I decide to jump back into that, I'm going to have to like move to the mountains or something because I don't want to, don't read the comments, but also like you can't, comments are like, in life too. <You're right. laughs> We're everywhere.
Walk around blocking people.
Yeah. And like people, like, I don't know, especially when you're a musician or like even when you're a drag queen or like any kind of artist that like puts their art in the forefront, you know, obviously up for like criticism. I mean, we do it to ourselves, but right. We never like, I don't know. They never really think about it, about how rooted it is. Like this is like,
sometimes
my livelihood and this is like passion. And like if you like write like a extremely personal you and someone just rips it to shreds because they don't like the beat or something, like right. then I'm like, you're just, it's so, I don't know, I just wish people were less shallow about that. Like I won't say that I dislike any artist until I have listened to everything that they've ever done and say, I'm like, well, it's not for me. It's not bad, but it's not something I'm going to put on myself, you know, but.
Understood.
Yeah.
So how did it feel to kind of jump back into the competition ring? Cause you know, it's been a while since you were on, you know, Dragula and you had all the, like, you've got all the, you know, like queer agenda and stuff happening here, but it's not really a competition. It's like, you just sort of, you know, it's what you
be
do.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then to land a spot in Resurrection and to be back in that sort of that competition kind of mind frame. How was that for you?
It was good. I mean, I was like kind of cocky about it because I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know when ever. And they didn't say anything, but I was like, it'll happen. I was like, it has to, or I'm going to kill everything. but the way that we shot it was very different because it was shot documentary style. And they came to like each individual person's like city for like a few days and like filmed everything for each segment. So I didn't see any of my competitors the entire time. So it's not really like you're competing at all. It feels more or less like there's just a documentary being filmed about you. And that's pretty much what it was, is how you look at it. It's literally just like, right. interviews of everyone and then the floor show looks. And there's like,
oh wow,
small critiques, and then they like do the you know, the ending sequence or whatever.
Did you guys know who won ahead of time, or was that
no? We all found out while we were watching.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that's
pretty
cool.
Whoa, surprise, everybody. I mean, that's more common to do that because they'd rather not let that.
Right.
Yeah, because people got big lips, big mouth.
And they run them. They run them.
Guilty.
Like, if I like, knew, oh, I saw who won.
I wouldn't have been able to hold that in. There's like no way that they would be able to tell people. Like, I would have told everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we know who not to tell a secret to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not good. Secrets. I don't talk to a lot of people, so that's good. But the off chance that you come up in conversation, I'll be like, did you know?
No. All right. Everybody make note. Do not tell about any secrets, anything that needs to be kept confidential. Just
well, I mean, if it's disclaimed that it's like, you know, a private conversation, then that's fine. But something's exciting is like someone like winning like a show and like changing their entire life. That's a big deal. Like, that's a little harder to keep quiet about. Like, I don't care that you have a rash, okay?
Listen, all right, I got rid of it. I had the creams, okay?
Damn, the secret's out.
No.
Wow.
So you mentioned before that you were working on a project today, this unnamed project or whatever. What else have you been doing to kind of keep busy during the pandemic? Like, what have you been up to? What kind of stuff have you been, you know?
I got a little bit into digital drag for a while, which was fun. I got to experiment with my videography skills, which I never thought to do so. I remember like last year, maybe the year before, my friend Gabriel Grimm, he used to do like photos for Dollhouse and stuff. And he was like, we should like film one of your performances like as like a music video. And I was like, that sounds corny as hell.
Now that's what we're all doing.
Right.
Now we're all doing it. But I like really liked it. It was kind of like an unsettling change because it was endless possibilities at the time. Because I was like, wait a minute. I can look crazy and then also make everything around me look scary too. I was like, this is perfect. I was like, I was made for this, to just do drag in one corner of my room and that's it. So I had a lot of fun with that. I've put out a lot of fucking porn since COVID, which that's cool. Yeah. That's been like the main cheese, man. So
hey, you know what? Whatever works. As long as it's being smart about it, who the fuck cares? Like,
oh yeah,
make you money.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, if I could do it, I would.
Money.
But yeah, I mean, that's been keeping me pretty busy. But I've been loving my like whole introvert of just staying home and not.
I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm. I knew somebody was bound to ask. I wasn't gonna do it. I was gonna let somebody else do it.
You cheeky bastard.
I mean, you know, if you have like an OnlyFans or whatever and you would like us to share the link, we will share the link with our viewers so that you can have more subscriptions.
You ain't gotta be shy. We talk about everything on this show.
I know. I just try to keep like that set from drag usually.
I totally get it, believe me.
Because I've had people subscribe to my OnlyFans and expect to see me like in drag, and I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
They're like, wait, what is this?
Oh. I was like, I would make clown porn as a joke, but I don't think that I could. There's no way it could involve penetration. There's no way I could get hard with all that makeup on my face. Like, that just really
watch though. You're gonna do one fucking video as a joke, and then it's gonna make so much goddamn money that you're gonna be like, fuck.
I did this show with Hollow Eve from Dragula. We did like a virtual show, and I was like, because her show is a private show, or sorry, their show is a private show. And it's like you have to subscribe to like watch it. So you can be like completely fucking naked if you want to, because it's 18 and over. So like I was like autoerotically like asphyxiating myself like while jacking off in like full clown makeup. And then like when I come, it's just like confetti goes everywhere.
Oh my god. Oh Jesus, that's brilliant.
But that's as close as I'll get, and I wasn't even like naked because there was like a shadow box in front of me, so you just saw like a silhouette. It wasn't like I wasn't really playing with myself.
Oh my god. So what do you have next on your agenda?
What do I have on my agenda? I mean, I guess just continue to work quietly. And I mean, I tried to make a Patreon. I don't know how to do that. I wanted to make a Patreon to show people how I make my drag, because that seems to be like the point of interest for me. No one really cares about what I'm doing. They just, they're like, how'd you do that? So I was going to do that, but I can't figure it out for the life of me. Like all of my videos are too large or something. I was like, okay.
Know who can help you with that?
You guys. Oh, just you. Yeah. <Just me. laughs> I was like, do both of you like do this or?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I'm not as technologically savvy as
you. Yeah.
I am of the older generation, you know.
But so. He's a learner. He's a learner. It only took him 2 years to get on Instagram.
No. That's okay. It took me a while, champ.
I'm surprised he messages me back on there.
So I figured out how to work like the DMs and shit on Instagram, but I can't figure out how to like add shit to my story without like sharing somebody else's story. I have no idea how to fucking do that. It took me like 15 minutes to try and figure it out last time, and I don't think I did it right. And so I don't like I the only time I add things to my story is when someone tags me in their story and then I can just share it, because that works for me. But I have no idea how to just create one out of nothing. No fucking clue. Not a goddamn fucking clue.
Well, if anybody's interested in classes, so I don't just teach Freddie, I can teach everyone.
And now fucking Instagram has changed everything. Like the layout has all changed. And I was like,
we're not going on this rant
anymore. It's like I couldn't find anything. There's like
some parts of it that are a little more inconvenient than normal, but it's still pretty similar.
It's very distressing. Yes, so, I'm still messing with the rabbit ears on my TV. It's, you know, I have to get it just right or I can't get the Netflix.
You got a tempo on it?
My Hulu doesn't come in unless I thump it twice and, you know, angle things, right? You're gonna have to...
Take this cord, go stand out on the roof.
Oh my gosh. Why do you want to drop? Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't mean to click that one, but okay. Yes.
If there was a decent alternative, but then I'd have to learn something new and I'm not down for that right now.
Marco says, I hate to beat a dead horse. So don't. I don't like cruelty against animals. I've seen.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You're reading the comment that
I just don't. I don't like the names and stuff being used. But yeah, thanks for that. I guess.
Okay, we'll pass along. Anyway, where can people find you on social media?
Wait, you forgot one thing.
Did I? Oh, I skipped ahead. Sorry,
We have to do this with all of our guests. You can't skip ahead because this is what everybody waits for. They don't give a shit about anything else except this.
Except for the guest and the last questions. Mm-hmm. So we have a game called This or That. It's changed since you've been on. You're welcome.
Great.
eat a box of dry spaghetti noodles or 2 cups of uncooked rice.
Oh.
Quickly. Definitely don't think about it.
Spaghetti. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. This is the first thing that pops into your head.
I said spaghetti.
Be born with one nipple or born with 2 belly buttons?
Oh, definitely one nipple, like right in the middle. Like
nobody wants the belly buttons. Nobody wants the belly buttons. Know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice that you make?
Oh, God. Well, whatever the first one was, I would not want to know the outcome. That would be awful. I am not the Messiah.
And this is our favorite. Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
Ooh, can I have both?
No, you have to pick one.
Okay, I'll go with the, I guess the vagina on my forehead. That would be like the most.
Really?
That's funny. That's the second person that's done that. Nobody usually, I mean, everybody always goes for the penises.
If the penises were like arranged to size all the way down correctly, I could probably get into it, like a nice vertebrae, but I feel like I could wear a lot more and be
my thing is that if like it does the vagina on your forehead like act like a real vagina, because that could get really kind of interesting.
Well, I mean,
and I mean, your stems
would be like, they would be like fucking between my skull and my skin.
It's, oh my God, Jesus Christ. Oh no.
And you could get pregnant on your forehead.
That could be interesting.
Well, okay, see, because you can have a vagina without having like all the reproductive organs in it.
But so, see, that's the thing, is that when you get into it, like, do we have like fallopian tubes?
Well, you didn't list any like specifics or anything about it.
So. Well, oh, should I add that?
I'm assuming it's just like a pocket on my forehead.
A pocket. Ooh, you could put a zipper, you could be like a change purse.
Nature's pocket.
Keep quarters in it for the vending machines, and you know.
Ain't no, not the third eye.
Not the third eye. A literal vagina on your forehead.
Ooh, a third eye inside of it, that would be cool.
I see you.
I have a feeling that Dolly's not going to come up with some fucking makeup to go with.
Oh, please do.
Hollow Eve has already done that. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they had, the first time I ever met Hollow in person, actually, at Dragula World, they came up to my merch table and they had one of the dental retractors in, and there was just like all these like pen needles.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Sticking out of their gums. And there was like a full, like, moldy vagina.
Oh my God. Oh.
It was so fucking cool. I was like, wow. It was so unreal.
That's crazy. That is crazy. All right. Where can folks find you on social media?
So you can find me on Instagram, actually. That's the only social media that I use for Dolly. So that's at the Dolly. If you do want to follow my other Instagram account, you can. It's not drag related, but I do adult sex ed education videos and stuff, and there's also a link to my porn there.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. I forgot to mention.
But that's okay.
We asked what they've been doing, and
they didn't say that.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while. I tried to cover just the basics, and then I had a hard time uploading anything because Instagram kept taking it down. So like anything that I've gone past, like, because I covered a lot, I mean, right, even things that were outside of the basic things. But like once I started to like endeavor into a little bit of more like maybe like fetish or like any kind of kink or right, something, or even just like the headspace of it, it was like gone like that.
So last time you did a Q&A, I watched it, but I might have watched it like as you were posting it.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
So after,
well, the story, I usually get away with stuff on my story, which is weird, but when I post,
okay,
on, yeah, so like I can still do like my Q&As like on my Instagram story from time to time. There's some stuff that'll get taken down depending on what it is, but usually it's the person asking the question that I'm getting flagged for, like not me. Like I don't word things
right,
vulgar. not at least when I'm like talking, like trying to educate somebody on something. I'm not going to like use like, you know, awful disgusting terms and things like that. So all the potty mouth comes from them. But my other account, Dolly's, is not shadow banned, so I've been able to post quite a bit and get away with a lot nice, on that one. And no one's, I haven't been flagged or anything yet. I think people just hate me. So.
I don't believe that.
So do you have any upcoming gigs? Anything going on? Anything virtual? What you got happening?
I don't have anything virtual coming up. I kind of that usually just like comes up like sporadically. Like
right.
I never know about it. And usually the people that are doing it never know about it until like the couple of days before, and they're like, okay. They release like a thing, and I'm like, okay. We're doing this.
What we got going on, Felicia?
So Drag Story Hour Arizona is having a fundraising event on December 18th. More details to come.
It's actually going to be really good. It's going to have like a sort of a regular sort of some stories and stuff for kids, and then a little bit later, it's going to go more to like the 18 and older crowds. So there's going to be some adult stuff happening.
Okay.
I'll be reading something. I don't know what yet. I have to find out.
In the adult area?
Yep, probably. And I'm also going to be hosting the whole thing. So, yeah.
Yay!
So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. And we're, you know, hoping to...
I may be reading. I don't remember some what funds. I signed up
for Drag Story Hour Arizona, so keep an eye out for all of those details.
For the children.
Yes.
And then you have the Kings of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a fundraiser for Nourish Phoenix on December 19th, 8 p.m. on Eddie Broadway's Doohickey Twitch.
He doesn't know what that is either, so don't bother with it.
I know that we stream on it.
Yeah, every time I've tuned in, I'm like, tune out.
What?
I'm like, why? No, wait. Wrong show. Yeah, no, sorry. I was thinking about, have you ever seen Queer Agenda when Ben's on it?
Let me turn my camera off while you...
Every time, like, Ruby's just, like, sitting there all like, hey, guys. And then Ben's like, like, it is like, I would like scroll past on Facebook and I'd open it. And then like the first audible thing that comes up is him screaming. And I'm like, oh, keep scrolling. wait till she's by herself again. I've only heard Eddie be loud once, but he was probably maybe a little, you know.
Intoxicated. Oh my god.
And then on the 19th, I'm being painted by Brandon McGill. I haven't been painted by him in a while.
I know, me either.
It should be interesting.
Is that the problem?
Yes.
Hopefully
he's been on here several times.
Oh, cool.
He better not. Better stay in the motherfucking house. upcoming guest. Tell me that's the right name, because I couldn't get into my messenger.
I believe that's correct. Name. Yes.
What's the name of the podcast again?
The podcast. Okay. So our guest on December 16th, his name is Daniel Moreno, and he has a podcast called Other You. And it's a really interesting concept. What he does is he talks to his guests and he finds like a decision in their past. It could be way back. It could be a recent thing, but mm-hmm. where their path could have gone a different direction. And so he talks to you about that decision. And then he writes like a short story about what would have happened had you gone the other direction, kind of thing. So it's actually really interesting. And I think you
should go on there.
I did. Thanks.
Not you.
Oh, you just said you. You have to be specific.
Oh my god. You were on it.
My episode just aired last week. But yeah, it's really interesting. It's a really nifty concept. So it'll be kind of cool to talk to him. Yes.
Oh.
And then December
20th. Sandra already listened.
Yes. I know.
So and if you haven't listened to that, then you should before next week.
We'll share the thing. Mm-hmm. And then December 23rd, we're doing our onesie extravaganza, except this year it's going to be virtual because, you know, COVID.
The COVID.
Mm. So are you really going to be wearing a onesie, or are you just going to be wearing a fucking shirt?
Oh, no, I'll be wearing a onesie. It's what we do.
How will people know?
I'll figure it out.
What if I cut the onesie in half?
Right.
Can I just wear the top part? Is that fine?
She said separate.
Separate, yes.
It's a two-piece onesie. Mm-hmm.
It's a two-piece onesie. I've heard Stranger Things, so.
Anyway, want to thank our guests, Dolly or Dadley. It took me that long to say it right. You realize that, right?
Damn, that's it's five letters. How did you make it this far?
And listen, it's a struggle, okay?
That's why I don't say people's last names anymore in the beginning.
True story. She doesn't say any of the Patreon's patrons' last names because inevitably they'll get fucked up. So we just.
I feel that. Yeah, I don't say anyone's titles after their name because I can never like it's always like a million and there's too many and they all have like acronyms and shit and I'm like.
I feel you on that.
Stressing me out. I'm like, Welcome to the
Just say the first name.
Person. Oh, shut up. God.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, Dolly, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And looks like we will see everybody next week. Bye. Be safe, wear your mask, stay home.
Bye.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Just kidding. Hold on. Oh, she left.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi.